USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two more women came forward over the weekend claiming the Democrat governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, of sexual improprieties. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on Sunday said he backed an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo made by five women, most of them former aides. The U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote on Wednesday on a pair of bills to expand background checks before gun purchases, 2 years after a similar House effort failed to make it through the Senate. Mackenzie Scott, philanthropist, author, and former wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, has married Dan Jewett, a Seattle science teacher who expressed gratitude for the exceptional privilege it will be to partner in giving away money with the potential to do so much good when shared. A Chinese-approved COVID-19 vaccine has led to two people dying and two people in ICU after 83,400 people received the Sinovac vaccine in Hong Kong. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
George Floyd jury selection begins Monday. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Derek Chauvin is charged with murder and manslaughter in Floyd's death last May.
George Floyd's family, as the victims who I represent, have been informed that they have every intention of the trial going forward.
The Floyd family's attorney, Ben Crum, tells CBS's Face the Nation it's his hope that police reform is part of President Joe Biden's legacy.
We need systematic change and reform in policing, and I know millions of black people went out and voted with George Floyd and Breonna on their mind.
Government buildings in downtown Minneapolis are fenced off in anticipation of possible demonstrations. Some businesses have boarded up or closed. Floyd died after Chauvin kneeled on his neck for several minutes as he repeated, "I can't breathe."
Chauvin's defense team claims Mr. Floyd died of a drug overdose from drugs he was hiding in his mouth when arrested. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As the Biden administration claims there's no emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border, other lawmakers are urging the president to reinstate Trump's policy at the border because it worked. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Biden administration is rushing to accommodate an influx of migrants at the U.S.'s southern border as nearly 100,000 people were apprehended in the month of February. That's the highest level since mid-2019. Senator Ron Johnson is calling for a return to the border policies of the Trump administration to deal with this surge. The Wisconsin Republican tells Fox News that the Biden administration's reversal of those policies has become an incentive for migrants to head for the southern border.
Well, we should put back in place the successful policies of the Trump administration, the migrant protection program. That was a huge disincentive for families coming into this country illegally. So, you know, President Trump really had, to a great extent, solved this problem. But President Biden, by getting rid of those agreements that we had in place with the Central American countries, the migrant protection program, all those programs now are suspended. They're being rescinded. And that's why you have this surge. And we've got a huge incentive now for people to come to this country, and we're only seeing the beginning of it. This is going to be a disaster.
Immigrants and their U.S.-born children number approximately 85.7 million people, or 26% of the U.S. population. That's according to the 2020 Current Population Survey, and it is a slight decline from 2019. Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.